The Six Nations Chiefs are the 2023 Man Cup champions after defeating the New Westminster Salmonbellies 11-9. Going into Wednesday's Game 5, the Chiefs led the series 3-1, after wins Game 1, 10-7, Game 2, 13-11, in and Game 3, 8-7. The Salmonbellies won Game 4 on Monday night, 11-10, sending the series to a fifth game. Chiefs runner Cody Jamison, who had 22 points in the series, was named the Man Cup's MVP. Donnay Smith was the Chiefs player of the game for Game 5, while Keegan Ball, who had 2 goals and 5 assists, was the Salmonbellies player of the game. In Game 5, Six Nations was the first to get on the scoreboard, when Ben McIntosh put one past Zach Higgins. A few minutes later, Bellies forward Keegan Ball scored his first of the night. New West had a 3-2 lead when the teams headed to the dressing room at the first intermission, after getting goals from Ryan Martell and a second of the period from Ball. McIntosh scored the Chiefs' 2 first-period goals. Six Nations came out strong in the second, scoring 3 goals in the first 7 minutes, before New Westminster put one past Chiefs goalie Doug Jamison. Kevin Crowley scored for the Bellies, but Six Nations responded with 2 more, taking a 7-4 lead to the dressing room at intermission. The Salmonbellies were first to strike in the third, scoring 3 goals in 4 minutes, 2 from Hayden Dixon and 1 from Will Malcolm. The teams were tied 7-7 when the Chiefs responded with a scoring streak of their own, putting 4 goals in the Bellies' net within 4 minutes, to take a 11-7 lead. With 5 minutes left on the clock, the Salmonbellies didn't back down. Martell scored with 2:29 minutes left and added his 3rd goal of the night with 28 seconds left on the clock. With time winding down, the Bellies continued to give it their all until the final buzzer. "I am extremely proud of the team's effort. We never gave up until the last whistle," said Ray Porcelotto, the club's general manager. "We are all still stinging from the loss, and some of the pain will last forever." Porcelotto said the team takes comfort in knowing they gave it all they could to win. "So we walked out of QPA last night with our heads held high," said. Paul Horn, the club's president, agreed. "New Westminster witnessed remarkable lacrosse over this last week," he said. "We held our own against a very stacked team, and we did it with discipline and heart. Every single thing about this team made me proud this year and represented New Westminster proudly." Following the announcement of the Man Cup MVP and players of the game, the Six Nations Chiefs were presented with the Man Cup. While hoisting the Man Cup and celebrating their win, the team stood before a section of fans who had cheered them on and drummed throughout the series. The Six Nations Chiefs have won the coveted trophy a total of 6 times until tonight, with their most recent win coming in 2016. Mayor Patrick Johnston, who attended several Salmonbellies games, acknowledged the efforts of both teams. "First, I should congratulate the Chiefs on winning the Man Cup. It has been an honor to host them and their fans in Queen's Park Arena," he said. "And I want to thank the Salmonbellies for an incredible series, an exciting playoffs and a great season. I don't know if I have ever been in a room as electric as Queen's Park Arena was during these playoffs." On behalf of the city, Johnston thanked everyone in the Salmonbellies organization for the work they did this season to win the Western Lacrosse Association Championship and to bring the community together in such an amazing way. "When do 2024 season tickets go on sale?" he added. The Salmonbellies have won 24 Man Cups, more than any other team, but their last championship came in 1991. The team's goal since the start of the season has been to win its 25th Man Cup. The Salmonbellies lost the Man Cup series 4-1, but they made the Chiefs work for their wins. 2 games in the series were 1-goal games, 2 were 2-goal games, and 1 was a 3-goal game. The New Westminster Salmonbellies' path to the 2023 Man Cup included topping the standings in the Western Lacrosse Association's regular season, sweeping the Victoria Shamrocks in the first round of the playoffs and defeating the Langley Thunder in the WLA Finals in the 7th and deciding game. Before heading west to vie for the Man Cup, the Six Nations Chiefs lost only 4 games throughout regular season and playoff play in 2023. The Man Cup, first awarded in 1910, goes to the winner of the National Box Lacrosse Championships. The Solid Gold Trophy is permanently located in the Canadian Lacrosse Hall of Fame, which is in New Westminster's Anvil Centre.